Blog Talk Radio. Forevermore, you gon' be my kin. Whatever jars bind, it let no man enter. breakfast unrequited. The thought of you gets me excited. I guess I'll come to your crib uninvited. A few of your favorite vices. Girl, I know you like it. Girl, you came through light. You light up my life, you light. Then he be good, that's on. But job be coming down, yeah. Turn my life around, yeah.
Just bind it, let no man enter in. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host for Perla Negra. My co-host is running a little bit late, so you have to forgive him. I stay in the midst of it. But this is Poetic Therapy. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press the 1. Come join us. We love you, too. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Poetic Therapy. This is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Now, before I get started, I'd like to shout out my very good friend and illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. Without him, there would be no us. I'm going to open up this first mic. Let's see who we got here. Oh. You got a Joe the Bubble Mind Dancer. Ooh. Oh, first, what a treat. Hi, Joe. How you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Good evening, Perla Negra. How you feeling this evening?
Oh, I'm a little shook up from earlier. Had a little spectacle on my porch, you know.
Oh, wow.
But it's all good. It's all good. I just hope nothing comes about from it. But it's all good. Other than that, I'm good. How are you feeling tonight?
Okay. Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Nice day today, nice day.
Yeah, it's kind of humid here. It's in the 90s, and it's humid, and the temperature hasn't really changed too much since earlier.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with
it. It was like that here as well, but right now we got a nice breeze going on, so it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little breeze. It's like somebody ran by and blew at you and kept on going. It's not really a breeze, but I'll take it.
I'll take it.
What's going on with you?
Oh, not too much. You know, I'm just, writing here and there and all that, but, you know, nothing spectacular.
Yeah, love the pieces you did last night. We had an awesome show last night with Rain.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was a little,
absolutely.
Little bit of cutting up.
Yeah, you know. It comes with the territory, you know, it comes with the territory.
It does. You know, it's all a learning process, you know.
Absolutely.
It was pretty good, you know. You know, I'm a fan of your work, always. Got so excited when I seen your name, I forgot to do my piece, but I'll do it after.
Okay.
Mine is something old. I went to archives, but it kind of threw me off, too, because my co-host ain't here. He's running a little late. I hope he's all right. Stan, I hope you're all right, man.
Yeah, for real, Stan. You know, be safe out there wherever you at, man.
Yeah, really. You know, Stan is way out there. He's a mountain man, so he's way up there in the sticks.
Yeah, he got the good life, in my opinion. Huh?
Yeah, you're right about that. He ain't got all them chemically infused and GMOs and you know all a bunch of airways and stuff. We got all that down here below, but we good.
Yeah,
we'll be all right, you know. But
cool.
You know, he
That's
out there
cool.
is fresh air, and we go up there, probably kill us.
As fresh as it can get, you know, it's a little better up there, but shit, all the air is foul right now, so, you know, it is.
Yeah, I know. I know. Now, Joe, I have to tell you, I, for one, am, but along with a whole lot of other ladies, I have to say, we really, really enjoy your voice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I enjoy your voices as well.
My inbox is blowing up. But I'm not going to divulge any names, just to let you know. Well, I'm pretty sure you've been aware of this anyway. You ain't new to this game, so it's all good.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Now, I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? I'm trying to prepare myself for this because,
okay. Yeah. Well, I dug in the vault as well, and I bought something from. I guess this was a 2016.
All right.
And,
that's
the title of this piece is called Lost.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. She was cold inside. Her soul was as barren as the desert sand. Empty lines of damn you're fine had little meaning to her. She was touched as a child by two familiar hands. She was punched with the fist wearing a wedding band. The tides turned and she learned to hate herself. To face herself was lost in a murdered childhood. This May was unusually cool and much to her dismay. She was falling for this dude. He, like she, was sheltering his heart. He was also torn apart with negativity. Seeing her change his perspective of life, he felt the emptiness inside her. He was compelled to guide her into his light. Months went by as they slowly shared their pain. Life began to flow through their veins. Layer upon layer of scarred emotions began to fall. Rivers of tears were drying up. The loose ends were being tied up. He called her beautiful on a day when memories wet her eyes. It was so cool on this May Day, but no call for a May Day. Help was at her side, this soon-to-be blushing bride. This soon-to-be groom saw her as his loom. He wove a tapestry using their torn threads. They found each other in the patterns. In the abstract world of lost souls, it's the ugly thrust upon us that others can't see. They peeled those layers and are now free. It's my piece. Thank you.
Ooh, I was muted. That was beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
She said they found themselves among the patterns. Did you say that?
Yes. Yes, they found themselves. They found each other in the patterns.
Oh, my God. That was so... Oh, you're making me swoon tonight. That was... Oh, my God. That was... Wow. At first... When you first started out, I thought you were talking about something totally different. Like, uh-oh, here you go telling my story. But then as I listened, I see it went on to be a love story. That's beautiful. So, thank you.
I was telling someone's story, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're telling
someone's
story. I think we all tell somebody's story within our lives, you know. It's somebody else's too. But man, thank you for coming through and always showing love. You know, it's always an open mic here for you. I'm gonna put you over in the therapist's office. I have a female right next to the man. You take your choice. You know, it's a bottle of wine. As soon as you go in there, you can have a sip. I'll pay for it. It's legal. Sit back and put your feet out there and relieve some mental stress.
Well, I'll definitely sit back and relax. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks so much, the Perla Negra.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was awesome. Now, before I open up this next mic, I wanted to do an old piece. I haven't done this in a long time. I forgot I had this piece. I'm going to do this for y'all real quick. It's called It Used to Be. It used to be that you had me way too open to open to you. Any other, you like me the way that I am. I never had to present a mask or change my hair just a little bit or tone down the shine of my skin just a little bit or face embarrassing, diminishing comparison. Somehow, you saw right through my protective cloak and liked who was there. Set off a riot in my soul, taking me from the comfort of my hidden. I hadn't realized how open-minded you were. I understood, you understood, my misunderstood. And now you've got the keys to my sheets. When others threw my love away, you flew it away to safety, leaving room for my self-care. Well, tell me, when doves cry, do you hear love? Because since you, my walls are falling like autumn leaves, and I'll never tire of you invading my space and exposing me to your beautiful mind and you're desiring for me to absolutely love, absolutely, and just be me. And that's that piece. Now, I'm going to open up this next line. Oh, man, I got my baby diva on here. Hey, essentially, Johnny's. How you doing, love?
Hey,
welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Thank you. Thank you. Your piece was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was back then when I was really, really unsure of myself when I was writing. I had a lot of hesitation in my pieces because I wasn't feeling like, you know, I was up to par with everybody else.
No, I didn't hear that at all. I jotted down some lines even. I'm going to share it with you.
Okay. You're more than welcome to them.
I did not sound hesitant at all. You did a beautiful job, girl.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know I'm already a fan of you. I'm trying to read. What's going on with you, love?
Honestly, I'm wiped out. I hit one.
Really?
As soon as that clock hit 8:45, because I know me, I'm going to end up drifting off to sleep. So I wanted to get in early.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Being the second caller, that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Ren, I gotta commend you on the job that you do on the event page, and your graphic art design is just awesome. I wish I could do that kind of stuff.
I'm learning as I go too. Yeah.
You seem like a pro to me because you got it down pat for sure. I love it. I love it. I really do. Man, that's what's up. Now, I ain't going to hold you because I know you said you're a little out of it. So, I don't know. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
So, I bought something that I think is a little bit different from what I've shared until now. I pulled this out a few weeks back, and I keep coming back to it because it's sitting out on my table, but I pulled it out a few weeks ago after I heard Nicole share a piece on Poetry Corner. And it made me think about this piece. So I've been meaning to read it. I feel like I need to. I have a visual piece that goes along with this too that I'll probably post later on tonight, so you'll see that.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. The title of this is Embracing Shadow. The fading light promises another dreamless night. They are whispers within the shadows, and I'm certain that I'm actually grateful for silenced image and thought. More than my share cost me at dawn, and thankfully take their leave at dusk. Dawn. I often say that I miss who I used to be, and that whisper passes over my shoulder like a breeze. And again, directly overhead, I hear regret. The hallway that I pass through is stark white and much too quiet, the only time that silence has unnerved me. I imagine finding myself cornered by him, surrounded by all of this light. I smell lemons, and it makes my stomach turn. It was the scent of the spray starch on his shirt smothering me as I lost my voice. I sense his presence now in the air, feel stacked. I pick up my pace, but as dreams like to do, my movement is sluggish, as if I'm running while submerged in water. The struggle is draining. My breathing flows, and I feel like I'm drifting off to sleep, though I'm fully awake and walking. I will always be your doubt, the one who stands between who you are and who you could have been. I find myself sitting among friends, unsure of when or how I got there. I put a smile on my face because their voices are soothing. Images. Rain asks, what makes me so sure that who I am now is less valuable in any way? I wasn't even able to feel hate or nod in reparation when I heard that 3 bullets ripped through his body. All I could imagine was his little brother's face while huddled under him, protected by him. He must have been so afraid and worried about the scars that will be left from being exposed to that kind of violence so early in life. I couldn't focus beyond that thought, and I had no answer for my friend's question. But sometimes, having the right question asked of you gives you a moment of clarity. I'm drawn to pictures of profiles and faces with downcast eyes. There's a feeling of softness and introspection. They also, for me, represent vulnerability left in the wake of darkness. I embrace these images. Rain asked, will you embrace yourself? Dusk. The fading light promises another dreamless night, but as promises like to do, and that's another story, the void breaks. Image and thought move freely, but they seem to have lost their voices. Muted and muddied shades of undefined colors give life to questions, doubts, and even hope. Dreams come occasionally now, always in silence. And that's enough for now. And peace.
Wow. You got me again with this piece. Girl, this is deep. Oh, my God. This is true.
I lost this. It is.
It sounds like
I wrote this so long ago. And it was honestly an outline. It was meant to be an outline for a larger piece. And I never went back to it. I lost it a couple of times. I've moved a couple of times, and I stumbled on it. I don't know. As is, I've left it as is. I'm including it in my book. And maybe eventually I'll get back to it. We'll see.
Okay. Please do. That piece was, it was, wow, it was deep, but it was beautiful. And your voice just, it as soft as it is, it radiates. It's so beautiful. Man,
I never read it out loud until this week.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you shared it with us because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It needs to be spoken on. Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But before I let you go, can you tell us what you got going on in Epiphany Universe?
So this Monday we have the Soul Cafe, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always open mic. Every now and then there is a theme for open mic. As of now, there isn't. So bring what you have. Midway through the show, we're going to have Pick Up Your Pen, where we will have some creative phrases to kind of push your pen. You have until the music is over to finish your piece, and we share those pieces on the spot. It's hosted by Pharrell the Poet, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and myself on the event page.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, lady.
Yeah,
I want you to go on over there in the therapist's office and get yourself a glass of wine to defuse you and put your feet up and release some mental stress. He's over there waiting for you. But I got a female next door. If you feel better comfortable, you know, more comfortable talking to a woman, you can go next door.
That.
But Joe the Verbal is over there right now, so you're going to have to wait a minute. You know, you got your choice.
We'll hang out, talk to
you. There you go. Thank you for coming, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Johnny.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tommy. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the snippet said, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And you are listening to Poetic Therapy. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1. If you are streaming in online, you have until 10:59 to get in here, or the blog talk may will cut you off, and you will not be able to hear the rest of the show. Let me open up this next microphone. Oh, man, got the wordsmith coming up in here. I got to see Double 34 Music. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Well, thank you for welcoming me here. Hopefully you can hear me clearly because I'm in assisted living, and sometimes it has to drop spots.
You are crystal clear. I hear you.
Thank you. Very clear.
How are you doing
thank
tonight?
Thank you. I'm doing quite well. Nice and quiet, nice and peaceful. Waiting for a few of them to come out to tell me to turn up the thermostat because they're too cold, but you know.
Okay. It comes along with the job.
Can you turn up the heat for me? I'm cold.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to help you turn up the heat right there and it'll be fine. Yeah.
I've got
to have fun here. This is what I do.
It's never boring on your job. It can't possibly
no.
be. Because you keep us entertained with the story.
No. This is my life story. Here we go.
I haven't heard you mention Ellie Mae in a long time.
Ellie Mae, here's the thing. Ellie Mae was cussing out somebody for messing with her animals, and they kicked her out of here. Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. That was a Filmways presentation.
Poor baby. Oh, poor Ellie Mae. I'll get a kick out of when you say her name. Yeah, I'm over here with Ellie Mae clamping.
Yeah.
She's funny.
We went from Ellie Mae to Willona and Felicia.
Man, I gotta tell you, I'm still a big fan. Not just of your poetry, but the music that you put to the pieces is awesome, man. It takes skill to do that. I wish I knew how to do it. Because there's a lot of pieces that I do, and I hear the song is playing in my head while I'm reading it back to myself. And sometimes when I'm just coming up with the words and writing them, and I'm like, I wish I could put some music to it.
Yeah. I just thank God for giving me those ideas, because I don't plan them. They just come just like that, and that's it.
Guess what? That's some of the best things come from things that are not planned. Sometimes when we plan things, we tend to go overboard and mess it up instead of just letting it happen naturally. You know?
So, yeah, definitely.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Now,
yeah.
I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something awesome in here.
Yeah, I was kind of struggling on this one because I had three different pieces, and I didn't know which one to do. Maybe you can help.
Okay.
One piece is called Lust Surveillance. The other piece is called What's on Your Mind. And the third is kind of autobiographical, called Bathe in Bailey's Irish Cream. So you like the last one? And that's what I'll go with.
All right, then. The mic is yours.
Thank you. A babe bathed in Bailey's Irish Cream. Speaking from experience, let me be more blunt than cannabis. I didn't have high standards for 25 years as a man, and inside I was a boy having cravings for eye candy. So much that I became damaged by being bad with my finances. I sang the songs on the surface that only they could make me happy. I guess it's true what they say. Nice guys finish last. That's why they cash in using passion to roll the stone so I could get no satisfaction from Sunday to Saturday. I felt I wanted cherry pie, but I had to settle. I reflect on how fast awake I became from the sugar rush, leaving me at a state line between euphoria and comatose by the side of the road, whipped with a joker's smile embracing my face and wrinkles on the side. She slept on until the morn, only to find everything that identifies who I was as up and gone. This trick levitated her magically delicious part of a nutritious breakfast self and left me broke. Until I saw her the next week with crocodile tears asking for forgiveness by offering me her body, I said, of course. Insanity repetition of wrestling me to submission. I must have had a low self-esteem magazine subscription. She even let me put my signature, which, by the way, is worth millions, to tap her asinine positions written on a kitten, and then said, give me a 20. She'd be acting jealous of other women looking my direction, but the fact was she was living at home with a felon. The crazy thing is, before we got it on, I met him. She said she had left him for good, but she lied while lying next to me. Found out after I broke up with her that he had left her to be with another woman, and now he's on the straight and narrow. Happily married while she ended up a crackhead, until she was found on her deathbed, a disgrace and other sadness. Let me say my pattern lasted until I let God inhabit my life. And now I'm happier that I ended the diary of a sappy kid, did away with all the nastiness of romanticism and the tragedy surrounding my past candy breeze to accept any woman who'd have me. Low self-esteem is a mindset that lets people see kindness for weakness, especially back in the day when people were frequently freaky on more than Fridays. Thank God I'm healed from blindness, where I can put this behind me and not file this defilement under my childish time with sex. If it isn't love, then I've wasted time suffering from tired things. To those who read this, access and order your priorities and believe in yourself, you're not inferior. So let these theories go. She was bathed in Bailey's Irish Cream, looking like Mary J. Blige, and I suffice that I wish like Biggie Smalls. It was all a dream. In peace.
Whoa. That was deep. I'm coming strong tonight. I said, you said a low self-esteem subscription?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Here's the thing, La Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
This happened while I was, you know, I had my, left my first wife.
Okay.
And then I had a female after that. And then the female right after that one. This is what this one is about.
Okay.
Because she looked like Mary J. Blige, or if you ever seen the show The Have and the Have Nots by Tyler Perry,
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
you've ever seen that, look at the maid. Looks exactly like her.
I'm trying to remember what the maid looks like. I haven't seen the show in
black,
a while, but I do remember particular characters.
Short black girl. Short black lady.
I'm going to have to go back to it and
yeah.
see. And then
go
I
back
see
and
the
check
picture.
It.
I really don't remember her. But I remember that crazy old lady and her granddaughter.
Yeah.
Woo, honey. There's something else. Man, thank you for that awesome piece. And thank you for always coming through and showing love, man. It's always an open mic here for you. I'm going to put you over here in the therapist's office. As I'm pretty sure you heard, I have a female therapist right next door to the male therapist. He waits, actually, particularly for my sexy diva VIP. I don't know what she be telling him, but he looks forward to her coming to the office.
I won't get in his way. I'll see your female tonight.
All right. If you can't get in the office right away, there are lounge chairs out there, recliners in the waiting room, because I like my people to feel comfortable, you know, when they go in there. So you go grab yourself a seat, and there's some wine over there if you're a wine drinker. Sit back and chill for a minute.
Yes, wine is good for your heart, so okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, blood pressure, all of that good stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. All right. Thank you, Steve Goffel. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you.
Wow. Wow. Oh, sucky. Yeah, here comes my diva. Hey, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, diva? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Well, thank you, diva. How are you?
I am. I'm still a little, diva, I'm still trembling a little bit from what happened earlier.
Yeah.
I hate those noises
mm-hmm.
like that and something to jar me. Because, you know, they banged on my door after Jordan came back in the house. They were actually
get out of here.
Banging. Oh, yeah, and that's, I couldn't get down fast enough. You know me and my bad knees, girl. I was trying to get down. Dog was barking. Oh, it was a mess. But, you know, I'm blessed. Recovery. It's all good. But, anyhow, how you doing? How you doing, love?
I'm here. You know I'm here.
I know. You always here. I know, baby. And I love you for
mm-hmm.
that. I appreciate that. I really, really do. Mm-hmm. Before you get into your piece, can you tell
mm-hmm.
us what you got going on over there in the Epiphany Universe?
I sure can. Now, I didn't make the event page up, but we're going to have a special, special treat on the Love Zone on Wednesday night. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be all of the sexy divas of Epiphany, that be myself, you, and baby diva, essentially Janice. We are going to have sexy, sultry, and zen. So that means everybody's going to call in and let us know what kind of piece you're spitting. Now, don't get this twisted now, Diva. Men can be sultry, too.
Absolutely.
Joe the Verbal. Solo. Anyway.
Okay. Man,
I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Anyway. It's going to be a great show, and I cannot wait because we're going to have our baby Diva on with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make that event page up. But that's what's happening, 9 o'clock Wednesday night, and we want everybody to come out because we know y'all got some sexy and some sultry and some zen all up in you.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are we forgetting about a new show that you're hosting?
Oh my goodness!
Now I don't know if
he's going to take that spot. If not, then on Friday night is Express Your Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to have Poetic as my co-host. But if not, I got my backup, Diva. Anyway, listen, it's a great show. Just come on in and express yourself. Don't be in character. Just bring you whatever you're feeling. We want to feel that vibe. And it can be anything you feel. And it was a great show. The premiere was great. It was excellent. It was a bomb. And I expect nothing different coming up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's right.
So that's what I got going on.
Thank you for that. That's what I'm talking about, Diva. Yes, yes. Now, I know you brought something wonderful, something delicious for us to listen to tonight. I know you did.
I hope so.
I know you did. I know so. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Evolve or Repeat. I saw a phrase saying evolve or repeat. It immediately took me to my past of us and me, how you used to treat. See, I used to attract those who needed a means to an end. And even though things ended badly, they could still call me friend. I thought if love came my way once more, even if I thought it could, I wouldn't fall for a man's wood in spite of my requirements for it. The most important thing to know is not how to fall for the bullshit. Some men think sex is power, bragging of their prowess, how they can make it rain like a shower. To avoid arguments, commitments, it makes no sense. To evolve, one must face themselves, be mature and check themselves, leave the past where it is, or fall into the trap of repeating, where you believed you had time and sadly found love was fleeting. You punish the next person in line for things they didn't do, and you lose again. Too bad. Too late you found out that love was true. And where does that leave you? Alone and hurt. With more trust issues. So make that move to happiness or buy more tissues. And that's that piece.
Diva. Girl, you hit on a spot tonight. You know, yes. That's what I'm going to say, yes. I'm just going to, you know, and vice versa. Women do that too, but.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of men do believe that just because their sex is good and they can bring a woman to that ecstasy, that's a go-ahead for them to just act cool and do whatever they want to do or just, you know, skippity-dip on and come around when they feel like it. You know, contact you when they feel like it's supposed to be okay. You know, I left her happy in the bed, bro. I can do what I want. It ain't like that. It ain't even like that. Because, you know, we might be content for a second, but when we wake up and snap out of it, we ain't gonna like how we play the game. For real, I'm trying to tell you, you know. And you know, well, women like myself and you, we don't go running around and playing and get in a vengeful state, we just leave.
You show us
that you don't care, then we're gonna take that as it is. All right, let me go somewhere where somebody cares. That's a good topic to touch on too. Most of these situations go back to communication too, and being open to communicating. You know how I am. I'm a talker. I'm big on getting it out. Look, talk to me. Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can get back to love.
Mm-hmm. The main thing is you either evolve, mature, or repeat your mistakes. And if you don't leave the past where it is and move on and get rid of that pain, then it's all for naught. You'll never truly love again if you don't let it go.
That's what I said. Girl, I can't touch on that enough. I tell everybody, I don't know, people consider me a therapist of some sort because I'm really easy to talk to. And the first thing that I tell them after they get out off their chest, listen, just like you talked to me just now, you have to come to terms with that. Okay, you recognize it, what's going on. Okay, you know what the issue is. Now, once you come to terms with it, release it. It's surfaced.
Yeah.
Let it go. Give it to source. Give it to spirit, creator, God, whatever you want to call him. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say let it go, I mean you got to know. It's not just having faith. It's knowing that he is reaching his hand out for you to put it right in his hand. And let it go. Because if you keep on talking about it and going back to it, all you're doing is playing tug of war with him. And he can't take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to force it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're playing a tug of war. He's like, I'm here. Here's my hand. Just lay it on me. And leave it there.
Yeah.
And I got you, baby. I got you. I promise. I'm trying to tell people how good. All right. I ain't even going to get into all of this. Because I can go on and on about it, right? But it's real. It's very, very real. It's very real. People, some people don't have that faith. For one, they don't have enough faith in God, but they really don't have enough faith in themselves. And they really need to start believing in themselves again and understand that there is a higher power, okay, that is out there just waiting for you to just be happy with yourself and love yourself. And you can't when you're holding on to that pain, man. Let it go, for real. But, Diva, let me stop because I got other callers to get in here. And, I'm being a
I know, and my favorite therapist is waiting for me.
Yes, he is, honey. He's been missing you. He like, you know what? A week is too long for me not to hear her voice. I think it's your voice that's got him like that. But he doesn't mention any of the other patients that come in there and see him. Okay? I don't know what you done did to my therapist, but I'm going to have to go in there and put my feet up and I might have to sit behind the desk with the pen in my cheek and look at him, have him put his feet up. I'm like, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? I'm not there. Girl, you know I love you. I'm going to send you on over there now.
One love, one night.
Oh, man, this is awesome. I love you guys for coming through. I really do. You guys are powerhouses. And speaking of powerhouse, we got us a Sir Lawrence. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight? Sir Lawrence, are you muted? Going once, going twice. Sir Lawrence. All right, love, then I'll come back to you. And we're going to go over here to area code 210. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, good evening. This is Kimbrella Renee. How you doing, sis?
Kimbrella! Hey, Sayma, how you doing, sweetie? Goodness.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling on this good Saturday.
I know that's right. Hey, what
chill from theater. That's a good thing to chill. It's an awesome thing
to
chill. This is a treat. Shoot, I'm actually careful. You've got another powerhouse coming through here. Oh, as they say, as they call you, quote unquote, the hurricane. Yes.
Well, I thought I was going to be, you know, making an effort to come through more when I have, you know, when I can. So I'm, you know, trying to stick to my word here. So I just want to come through, show love. I've been hearing some good poetry. I heard about the last four poems. I'm like, okay, everybody coming through with some stuff, some deep, heavy stuff. I love it.
Yeah, they did come deep tonight. I'm like, okay, y'all got me tugging at my heartstrings. This is some serious pieces that you're spitting here, and I'm loving it.
I know. Man,
that's what's up.
I know.
Now, before we get started with your piece, why don't you tell us what you got going on over there in your side of the universe?
Indeed. Well, every other Friday, we didn't have a show this Friday. You know, Keith had a death in the family, but every other Friday, you know, we got Renaissance Poetry going down. When we go over there and everybody come bring your best stuff. And when we say bring your best shit, that doesn't mean, you know, it has to be anything to impress us. It means what you're confident about, that poem that you wrote that really impressed yourself. So we just go over there, we chill out, we have fun, we vibe with each other. We got a nice playlist going on, and that's what it's all about. So come through the Renaissance Poetry, and you get fed with a little bit of history about Renaissance poets. You know, he's always good about putting, you know, some history on a poet from the Renaissance era, giving you some information on that. So you get educated, and you get to do what you love and enjoy, which is poetry.
That's what I'm talking about right there. And I am a fan, definitely, of both you and Keith. And, you know, my prayers go out to him and with the loss of his loved one. Always, you guys are always in my prayers. Okay.
Indeed. No problem. It's all love. All love. We all join together to pick everybody up. You know how it goes.
That's right. That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's our charge, to take care of one another, you know. But
that's right.
Unfortunately, some of us are still learning that lesson, you know.
It's all right. We pull one up as soon as, you know, we pull each other up one by one. Everybody got their, you know, their learning process and their learning time. So, you know, they'll get it. Everybody comes around sooner or later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I'm so excited to hear this piece that you brought for us tonight, because I know you brought something strong for us. I know you did.
I'll definitely share when you're ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. See, I'm no mathematician. And when it comes to actions, I don't do well with fractions. So I'm asking for nothing less than all of you. And how can you blame me as your essence frames me with an aura where even I stare back at myself in awe? You're quite the archaeologist, dusting my heart off like a fossil, only to find your fingerprints resting there all this time. And I've never seen or felt anything like this before. So pardon me if the other hearts that beat for you give me a damn earache. See, they want to rock your lower half to sleep, and I want to make love to all of you while you're completely awake. So I won't take pieces of you, for you were never meant to be diluted, substituted, or polluted. See, you are far too deep-rooted to not need or want you exclusively. See, the truth in me has been exposed, dissected, and resurrected, and many things within that I've neglected, you've jeweled me with. No special occasion, just those priceless equations, and they've stayed with me. So maybe I don't want to be sworn to secrecy, because what we have speaks volumes to every piece of me. And maybe I don't want to share. Maybe I can't bear to witness what you say is only an altered image to my aorta's tear. Honestly speaks to my yearning comically like a punchline, but this is far as muse, see, because I just want all of you. And damn it, I refuse to accept anything less. And I'm a mess through this process. See, my heart is beating bruises upon my chest because you can't expect me to accept what feels like theft to this time I invest. And now I'm stressed. My patience is stressed from the night I wept to morning deceitfully crept in. Speaking a harsh reality that lied conflicted in my core, that as much as I cried and tried to settle for less, I just need more. More than I think you're ready for. And believe me, I've already beat these streets of my mind and this fine until my thoughts became sore. So this ain't the time to ante up the petty scores. See, at this very moment, understanding, it supersedes. But instead, you just want me to roll up my sleeves, extend my arms, and show you tattoos that read, I will never leave. But see, if staying equals straying me, betraying me, then there's a fork in this road that I can't eat with. Can't press snooze on this alarm, but I have to sleep with a decision that won't vandalize the vision of who I am as a damn fool. Because I find no security in holding on to fractional pieces of you. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I know what adds on and what subtracts. And see, sometimes you have to take a couple steps back in order to be fluent in your forward. Sometimes we try to ignore the less than signs in hopes to gain more than what is actually aligned while nothing actually changes except time. And then the rhyme begins to argue with your reasons. See, when I told you that I loved you, it wasn't just for a season, no. That wasn't just a dope line, yet still I'm aching, feeling withdrawals, open wide like a nose after consuming coke lines, and I'm barely mustering up enough strength to convince myself to remove the pipe dreams and paraphernalia of you from my attic. Because I am not an addict. Damn it, I am not an addict. Damn it, I am not your addict. And a hit of you just isn't enough anymore. In peace.
Yo, that's the reason they call you the hurricane.
Yeah,
man, I'm left speechless after a lot of your pieces. Can't just pinpoint one particular line or stanza in there because everything that you say just it hits the mark, and you are a powerhouse. And I love you.
Oh,
Oh. Man, the pieces are so deep, they're deep, they're meaningful. Man, I appreciate you coming through tonight. I really, really do. Thank you so much. And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. I have a man over there, but he, see, VIP is his favorite for some reason. I really think it's her voice
okay.
that gets him. So you might have to just sit in the waiting room, but it's recliners out there, it's some wine out there, you can sit back and chill, or you can go next door to the female, you know. But it's gonna be a minute before you get a chance to talk to him. I'm telling you now, so just go over there and chill.
All right, no problem at all. Yeah. Much love to you and everybody else that's coming through. Much love.
Thank you. One love. Baby. Oh man. Powerhouse, from one powerhouse to another. We got another P on the line here. Okay. Welcome
hey,
to Poetic Therapy. I'm good. How
good
you doing? Let me tell you
I'm
something right. before you even get started.
I'm really down. I'm feeling a little up, a little down. We just bought a house and we're getting ready to move in. But I got a lot
okay.
of internal stuff going on that's hard to talk about. So
okay.
I reached
all
back
right.
into the vaults for something that I reach too often to bring me back up. And it's about guilt of all kinds, survivor's guilt of past actions that were never repented, just guilt. It's a hard burden to carry.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm a war vet, so I've got guilt from many aspects. You know what I'm saying? So this piece I'm gonna recite tonight is called "The Hell Within."
All right, the mic is yours.
This is for anybody else that can relate. This is deep. When I opened my eyes from a night of drunk love highs, I saw this world for what it was. Black as coal, the sun was a fading glimmer. My very first thought upon awakening was, I knew my life would never be the same. The darkness coming whispered my name, and running to this darkness was how I came. So don't let me be the one to start your heart on fire. There's something toxic about loving me. The world is cold and I'm not looking back, for there was a time my personal demons took me by the hand and led me astray. My future and finding my way out of this darkness was my going forward track. But I'd like to tell you a story, because I have no love for the fire that burns the dreams inside a cursed mind that's been to hell and back. A swelling in my head would like to show you something difficult to accept. That devils do exist within every suit of flesh, and the lakes of fire filled with painful memories and guilt, louder than the sin-ridden, tortured souls that plague me ever so deep. I no longer rest these eyes, nor this lost and wicked, confused mind, for this is real hell I'm left to carry to the end of time. Death that peace.
Whoa. Yo. Man. It's so much power behind your voice and your words. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Man. Wow. I truly, truly appreciate you calling in. And I gotta tell you, when you called in to show the other night, I gotta thank you for calling in, because you brought it. Everybody called in.
Which one was you talking about? The Love Zone?
Yeah. That was wow. Everybody called in.
Oh, thank
all
you,
y'all.
Yeah, that was definitely something different for me.
Oh man, I'm so glad you participated, because that just everybody. I can't thank y'all enough. I really can't. And you know, you are one of the powerhouses, really. And I truly
thank
appreciate
you
calling
that.
In. Yes, and it's always an open mic here for you, always. You know, whenever you can come through, come on
through.
Thank
you very much.
Man. Yes, man.
Like the previous couple of callers said, I've been trying making more of an effort to participate in these things when I have the time. It's just my life is so busy raising three sons, and they each have their own issues, you know what I'm saying? It's chaotic. And then I have my own issues dealing with PTSD, combat PTSD, and, you know, mental traumas and insomnia, and just life is crazy, you know? Life is crazy.
Yes, I know. I know. And we all got to be a little crazy to deal with it, too. You ain't by yourself.
And
honey,
then the pandemic on top of everything, So upon going through all this, now I have kids at home that I got to teach. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Tough times
now.
It's tough times lately.
You ain't lying, honey. You ain't never lying. But it gets better. Eventually it will get better. I know sometimes it's hard to see that, but it
does.
You know.
Oh, no, I see the positive takes on things. So we just were blessed with buying a house. You know what I'm saying? A bigger house on property. So we are very blessed. I never overlooked that, but man, the stress of life really does take you to dark places sometimes.
Yeah, it can. It definitely can. You're right about that. But yes, congratulations on the house. And
thank you.
It ain't nowhere to go but up from here. It really is.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
God,
that's what we're
you,
here for. We're here to evolve and move forward. I think Nas said it on the one of his albums. I think it was Nas said on the Ether sound, or the Ether album, Stillmatic, I think it was. He said, I always move forward, stupid, never backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Okay. I know that's the truth. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yes, yes, yes. That's what's up. All right, Brother P, thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office and take your choice. I got a female right next to the male, but like I said, Ms. VIP is in.
Whoever's 420 friendly, baby. Whoever's 420 friendly.
All right, just you know, to a minimum, because, you know, you might get me in trouble over there. But sit on some wine. Okay. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Hey, one love, one mic. Thank you for waking up today.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Sound of My Voice. It is approximately 10:15, and you have 44 minutes to get in here, especially if you are streaming online. That is 1 minute before 11 o'clock because the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. This is Poetic Therapy on Epiphany Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, that was Rebel P, another powerhouse that came through here. Let me open up this next mic. Let's go from one powerhouse to another. To Josh J. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm all right. I was doing my rounds around the sanitarium, and I know you might be saying, like, why are you wearing patient pants? But I did this so that they would feel more comfortable in my presence.
I love the fish. I love fish. They are so soothing to look at. It is good therapy, so I love it. And
very
I love the
therapy.
Abstract art, too. You know, it's very satisfying to, from the beginning of the process to the end, to watch how her hands move and how the colors blend and just, you know, form these. All
I do it too as well, Danielle. I know
it.
You have a tendency to forget that I'd be in the room. That, you know,
I
it's just
know,
Jay.
I know. But I haven't seen you do it. I've watched your wife's hands. Okay, so give me a
I suggest you go to YouTube and watch the whole series, Danielle. J&J Production, Acrylic Arts. Thank you.
I just can't win, can I?
I got three Rorschachs for you to take a look at today, young lady.
All right.
I'm going to show you these three ink blocks, and you tell me what comes to mind. Okay. Here's the first. I'm dying right here. Gasping for life air, so sweet. I have ocean blues. What are you thinking of, Daniel?
Someone is dealing with something deep within themselves. Okay, and they haven't figured a way out of it yet.
Wow.
That's what I get from that. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. I have one more for you.
Okay.
Woman in red sighs. Many men notice her eyes. Closed, but not a care.
Many men notice her eyes.
One more time.
No, wait. It sounds to me like she's learned a few things, and she really does not like what she's come to see, what she's learned, but she deals with it the best way she can.
I get the part that when she knows how to do the control aspect of the seduction from her spot, and a part of her seduction is she's not paying attention to those who have been seduced.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Got one more.
Okay.
Sweet white water rats toss you about and laugh as mad and not has a bone.
Can you give me that one again?
Sweet white water rats toss you about and laugh as mad and not has a bone.
Hmm. Sounds like somebody carefree. That's what I'm getting from you. Yeah, carefree.
Danielle, I appreciate you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate those with that. That's pretty cool. I'm not usually that quick on my feet to.
Oh, you nailed every last one of those.
Okay,
you
awesome.
Are perfectly sane. Congratulations, everybody! Give it up for Danielle. Y'all can stop wondering now.
Oh my God. I ain't saying. I really am not. I'm really. I'm cuckoo for Coca Cola.
No, the test said you were saying it's too late. It's too late. So y'all can reclaim that check y'all sent her.
Oh, man. I wish I was getting sucked in. Oh, man. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. You take care. The show is banging.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, you ain't skating out of here without giving me a piece because it sounds like you're trying to, you know, ease off.
I gave you three pieces.
That ain't bad. Alright, you know what? I ain't going.
You're right.
I ain't going to argue with you.
Yes or no?
Yes, I would like to have something a little
a full
longer.
Piece.
A little bit more entailed. Please. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yes, ma'am. You put me under the gun. All right. Ooh. Mm. All right, I'll read this piece about a broken heart. What can a broken heart be likened to? A broken heart is like being crushed incessantly, with no time frame, with no death in sight, indefinitely. It's like a dark place with very little light. It pounds down to your head, weighs pounds. You can look, speak, and listen, but your mind is incarcerated in a skin-deep prison of indecision. As tears and pillows make collisions, and thoughts division, it's a death by a million incisions. Or it's like being bludgeoned purple over sour grapes. It's all spoiled milk that has long since curdled. You blame your weak legs for not holding tight to an ever-shrinking ledge with a heart full of lead. Afraid to live, can't even die. So I just lay away on my back, broken, as I float in this oil-rich lake. I contemplate, how many lifetimes will it take to stop the earthquake of ache? It's like being beat down while walking until you get lower and lower, till knees touch shoulders and shoulders touch floor. As needles pierce your innermost person from this fetal position, you envision decisions. As you feel your fresh, open incision after incision, please, I beg to bleed out. In peace.
Wow. Y'all just doing the damn thing to me tonight with these pieces. Are so deep the way y'all coming tonight. Gracious enough. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I really wasn't. Man.
Y'all, Y'all got it up and running. It's time to go.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Thank you so much for calling in, Jay. And,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the little test. I say they prove nothing about sanity, but even still, I appreciate them.
You can't fight it, Donnie, baby. You can't fight it. You're sane. USDA sane.
Thank you so much for that, Jay. Man, I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. You might want to sit back in one of the recliners in the waiting room because you got a couple of people in there ahead of you. But grab your glass of wine and put your feet up and chill. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll read them Rorschach poetry.
Oh, that'll work. Pretty sure they'll appreciate that. All right.
All right.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Wow. That was pretty awesome. We're going to go from Jeff Jay to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, for real, the poet, Dustin.
Hello,
baby, yeah,
baby.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm
doing good. I'm just listening to the show.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. Just listening to it has gotten me really kind of shaking inside my body. Got me hype as hell. Because there's been some dynamic poetry flows coming through there, man. I ain't gonna lie. I want to send a shout out to all heads. I want to give a shout out to all heads in the building. Special friend of mine, they listening in. All heads in the building. Foreheads.
Okay. Foreheads.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
okay.
I
get it.
I might tell you later. I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right.
I don't keep
that'll
secrets.
Work.
But no, I've been enjoying. I really have been enjoying the program. I'm kind of hyped, right? It makes me want to, like, go in. Let me see. I might have to take my earpiece out because I need to hear my own voice. Let me see. I want to go in for you. I want to perform for you tonight. I want to see if I can go in because you got me hyped. Okay? All right.
Good.
Well, oh, you was ready.
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Okay.
The mic
was
is yours.
It was.
The mic is still yours.
Okay. I'll call you after the show. My pen screams, frustrated. The frustration has been holding me, wanting to release its long to be set free. See, my pen screams, the ink from it echoes across streams, touching upon long ago memories of lives, pleasantries, and things. Many are the stories to be told about the love between you and me, life. In between the screams, you can feel what it needs. It yearns to bleed. Love's quill makes my pen scream. Poetically, feel me? And I'm living my best life, taking all that life has to offer, not asking, waiting, praying, or begging, just gently bending it over and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders into the sweetness of life's beehive, allowing it sticky to coat these lips as I taste it. Honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head in it. See, I'm not fucking around in this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Lay it down, spread the legs of it. Go down on it, all the way down in it. Life has so many flavors, and one by one, I'm going to taste it with these lips, suckle it, life's clit, before I stick this man in its entrance. Moan acoustics, moan, acoustical lyrics, groan, echoes against the walls and shit. if I like it. If she likes it, pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it. Whoseness is this? Life, tell me how you want it. Tell me that you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change for play and the fall. Winter and spring traversing your walls. As summer's gone by, leaves fall. See, knee deep up to these walls. Climbing your walls, watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter, and I'm about to come up in it. Life feels so good. I'm about to explode, planting my seed in it. Life, I'm going to get this motherfucker traded. Unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms. We both keep having them. The strongest ever orgasm. Volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming. The blood pressure of life rushing. Passions released. The inner walls of life's wings glisten are the veins of me. By her slippery. And I'm coming. And I'm giving her all of me as we proceed in this thing called life. Living this life. Making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love, to love and to live, learning to live. And love and fuck anything that wasn't included above. Passage. This is my message. Living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing and loving life. Shit, fuck it. Living, love. Living, loving life. Shit, fuck it. Fuck the shit out of life. I'm living my best life. Fuck it. For real.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Man, that's right. You gotta put in life what you wanna get out of it too. That piece is dynamic. And your performance, wow. I trust, man.
Thank
as
you.
Always. Always.
Thank you, love.
Man, for real, you know I'm a fan.
That's okay.
You know, not only am I a friend, but I have a very, very huge admiration for you and everything that you do in life.
Is this what they call a Tiffany Radio luster? That was a lot of laughter. I accept it for what it's worth.
I know where you live. I'll see you later. You know what? Yeah.
Hey.
See? You call it what you will. You know I love you. You know I love you.
We'll start rumors and stuff like that. I just wanted to perform for you guys and kind of do something to bring my spirit out. You know what I mean? I try to go in. I was inspired by all the force that came above me, came before me. You know, they got me hype up in this joint.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did I cuss on that piece? Yeah. Did I cuss? Oh, I did cuss.
You did. You did cuss.
Yeah,
quite often, but it's all good.
Ooh.
I mean, powerhouses will do that to you with the poetry, the strong poetry that they bring.
Oh, power.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you one of them. You do that to me. You are a powerhouse. You know it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, man.
I'm sorry for that.
It'll be all right.
Somebody sent me a message. I wasn't listening.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm loving the program. I don't want to hold you up, baby girl, because, man, if it wasn't cooking outside,
I'm surprised they ain't playing music. I would have joined you and been your co-host and added it out. You know, that would have been fun. But I took a chance to call in. They're celebrating. Yeah, they're celebrating Happy Fourth with my family out in the back. So I would have called you, you're on the show. You're doing the show.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. There'll be other times left.
You all right?
Before you go, I'm good. I'm cool. Trust me.
I was going to sit you back there with the therapist. But go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Before you go, can you tell us what you got going on here in your Tiffany universe? Because this is your universe.
Okay.
We're dwelling.
I'm sorry for talking over you. I felt like David might a little bit for a minute. Well, on your Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock p.m., that was Shane up there, Shane up in there.
Yes,
9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm at the Soul Cafe, Let's Chill, where we get into some open mic, the first half of the program. Y'all got to come and join us for some picking up your pen. This word creation game that we play. We throw up some phrases. I play a song. You got to have a piece before that song is over. We sharing each other's creative writing over here. You know, what moves our pen? Is it visual? Is it vibration? You know, we talk about things like that over here. And then we spit again. You know what I'm saying? But we create pieces right there before each other, and we share in that. So that's the Soul Cafe. Join us for those who ain't scared to show their writing ability. I'm not trying to scare you. But this kind of show, I'm not going to simply say that was a dope piece if it wasn't no dope piece. We're there to learn from each other. We're there to teach each other, and I'm respectful with it. But don't be scared. And I'm waiting for you to pick your pen up. Monday night at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Shabaka baby. That's my piece. Thank you, Dr. Downey.
You're
very
thank
polite.
You.
Mm-hmm.
I try. But I'm gonna let you go. I know you don't have time to visit the therapist. You probably don't need to talk to him anyway. For some reason, he won't release my diva. I think he really, really likes her voice. So,
she needs a lot of attention, so she needs more time back there. She's, shaped. Life has shook her apart.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what he's there for. But thank you guys for coming through.
All right, lovely. I'll
be listening
in. Okay.
All right, so everybody, I'll say hi. One love, one mic.
I shall. Bye-bye. Good night. Shalom.
Oops, wait a minute. No, I done hit the wrong button. What's going on here? Okay, all right. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was For Real the Poet. CEO of Epiphany Radio, and we still got our powerhouses in here. Poetic Therapy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Danielle, happy Saturday. It's Gina Storm.
Oh, Gina, I'm sorry, baby. I hit the wrong button. I got to put you back in the queue real quick, love.
I was just about to say, I know you were trying to get somebody, but since you unmuted me, I couldn't be rude. Carry on.
I'm sorry, sweetie. All right, love, all right. Oh, here we go. All right. Hello, Edward. How you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yeah, man. Everything cool here, man. Just listen to the show and everything, man. Straight fire.
Thank you. We got the powerhouses. You along with them. Y'all bringing that fire, and I'm loving it. I'm really, really loving it. I'm so appreciative of it. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, man, everything cool here. Just relaxing off work today and just vibing, you know what I'm saying? Feeling blessed today.
Oh, yeah.
So everything I read here, man. Yeah, man, real cool.
Yeah. I know that's right. That's awesome. That is awesome. So I want to know, what did you bring for us tonight to listen to? Because I know you brought something strong, as you always do.
Yeah, man, I was thinking about Jamaica. I'm from Grenada. I was raised up in Jamaica as well. We fought in Jamaica, so I wrote a Caribbean-inspired piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And anybody who know I and I Mind Poetry, they know that I come at it from a Caribbean vibe. And so I would like to do that thing here on your show.
Well, I love it. You know, I never learned to speak the language, but my father's West Indian. So, and Yeah, so I appreciate it, believe me. And whenever you're ready,
yeah, man, cool.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, man, cool that. All right, here we go, sir. Chilling in the Westmoreland, Jamaica. And I'm sitting under a cool palm tree. And I'm dreaming of your sweet love. Inhaling the reggae breeze. Patois flow through the air in Jamaica. As a cool mist rain from above. Me lover said, Wagwan, me brother, come show and I some love. Me say, yeah, man, cool that. Everything airy, cool, and crisp. Everything, me love. Come, love, give and I a wet kiss. She led me under a shade tree to hide and I, man, from the blaring sun. She said, everything you desire, me love. Me promise we'll surely soon come. The little girl laid out the blanket. She brought the ganja and sage. Fired the blessed incense. Then whisper, come now, let's pray. We prayed for Mama Africa. We prayed for world peace. We prayed for the ghetto youth them. Also we prayed for love's ecstasy. She poured us a glass of red wine. Then I and I man gently kissed her hand. She was a welcome man. Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Westmoreland. Every night soon come in Jamaica. The island is definitely sublime. We share peace and much love. Soft kisses of sweet cherry wine. Amen. In peace.
Wow. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a very visual person, and I can see, I can hear, and almost smell what you are describing in your piece. And that was a beautiful, beautiful piece that you brought tonight, as always.
Yeah, man.
I am definitely a fan. Oh, man, I appreciate you and calling in and showing love. Awesome. Thank you so much for that. All right.
Yeah, man,
I'm going to put you over. Yes. I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office, yeah, sit the back, put your feet up, and just chill, all right? One love, one mic.
Yeah, man, one love, one mic.
Wow. Y'all just bringing it tonight. I got the Giants coming up in here. This is second day. I'm so excited. I'm stoked. Oh, we're going to open this up to you. Gina Storm, and this is a powerhouse that freestyles. How you doing, Gina? Welcome to Poetic Therapy Lab. Uh-oh. You muted, Gina? Unmute yourself, Gina. Going once, going twice. All right, Gina Storm.
I was on mute.
Oh, there you go.
You know that's a thing. You know what makes so bad? When you started counting, you said going once, going twice. I said, damn, I wonder if she's talking to me.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm back.
Tonight,
I was a cameo before. Happy Saturday. I'm going to be in and out like a robbery because I got a couple things going at the same time, but I wanted to come through. I haven't been on the mic in a couple of days, and you know how that is. Need a fix.
I know. I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to title my freestyle, mm-hmm. Not today.
You talking to me or them?
I'm on the radio. Hold on. All right. So, not today. I woke up this morning. It was close to the afternoon, actually, when I got up the first time, I couldn't even make a cup of coffee. I just had to pee, wash my hands and my face, and get back in bed. The sun was out. It was early. It was a beautiful day, and the temperature hasn't risen yet to its height. So I'm thinking maybe I'll go outside, and it'll be all right. So I get dressed real quick, and I go out in the yard, and I'm doing a couple of things, and then I realize, not today, Queen. The sun was so high in the sky, I felt like my skin was burning from within. I easily get sunburned, and I just realized that today, no, not today, I'm going to have to go back in. I like to be out as much as possible, but it just wasn't possible because the high today was like 86, and if you add humidity, it felt like there was a wet blanket over my face. And since I'm asthmatic, I have to be careful. My in and out breath when it's hot or too cold is painful. I use my inhaler, and I lay down for a while. I listened to a movie because I was covering my eyes. My mother had sent me a text that I hadn't read, and she was in the driveway with my second mom before I realized they got here, and I was looking bad. I mean, I had this dusty, curly afro that looked like it was one of those Jerry curls that was thirsty when I was in high school. I was wearing a nightgown that ill-fitting and shapeless because I've been wearing it probably since my daughter was born, and she'll be 30 this year. My God, why do I hold on to these things? I digress. Sometimes I feel like a hoarder, but not today. I started throwing away things and shredding things. I was vacuuming. I washed dishes and cleaned the refrigerator. Each shelf, I took all of the things off, wiped it down, and replaced them. Then I rested some more. I ate. I finally had my coffee, and I took my meds, and I started feeling better than I did before. I ran a bubble bath, and I got in it. I put deep conditioner on my hair along with the plastic cap. I wanted my curls to be moisturized and not dry after they were washed. As a matter of fact, that's the best thing that I can do because it's cholesterol-based, and it makes my hair shiny, too. So I got out, and I let myself air dry. The air was on, and I wasn't even cool because it was just that hot outside. I lotioned while my skin was still damp. I put on a new outfit that was a gift from the moms. They came by to get my mother's sandals that I found under the bed accidentally because, I'm going to say it one more time, I have all these plans in my head. I'm not always thinking in real time and doing those same activities the way I'd like to, but I just got to do what I got to do. I dropped the remote between the bread and the wall, and I had to pull it out and find it, y'all. I had to get the broom and the stick and reached all the way to the back, and finally I got that remote, and oh, my God, lo and behold, those sandals my mama had been looking for. Won't he do it? Not easy to get on my knees and lay on the floor at that level like it was when I was young, but I can still do it, trust me. So I propped myself back up, and I took a break after the next activity. Then I decided that I would make myself a salad, and I ate it, and it was exquisite. I promised you, it had everything in it that my body had to need. I decided to strip my bed and wash all the linens. I washed all my towels. I only had a few things in my hamper because I've been just wearing pajamas day in and day out. I got daytime jammies and night ones, too. So I didn't want to do that today. I wanted to get dressed, and I assure you, even when I don't feel like it, and I didn't today, I put on my bright, shiny face, a little lipstick. I make my hair curly and my smile bright. I want my eyes to smile at the same time. I don't want anybody to see what I'm going through because I've been diagnosed with the lupus in my. This is May, and it always makes me feel the same damn way. Is lupus awareness, and the only reason I have to say this is because a lot of people don't see it, and I wanted you to hear it. I fight my own body from the time I wake up in the morning until in the middle of the night. I had a cramp in my left hand that was so intense I couldn't even sleep. I woke up at 2 a.m. and I watched the whole movie Juice. Something about the look on Tupac's face from the beginning of it made just not seem to compute. I had not seen this previously. My God, he was my dude and everything, but he was cray-cray. It amused me. I was calm again, and I went back to sleep. So when I woke up this morning, my sleep had been broken, but I vowed not to take any naps. And so far, I've been able to keep that promise to myself. I'm planning on going to bed early tonight so that tomorrow I can start anew. Because today just wasn't a good day, but I did the best I could with it. I assure you. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Thank you. Wow, Gina. I understand about waking up to that pain, girl, because I got arthritis really bad, and it just blocks me some days. I can't compare it to yours, but I do understand that. But that was a beautiful freestyle, as always. Thank you so much for coming through, sweetie.
I had to.
Let you go, because I know
you're busy. It's always wonderful to be therapy, so.
Oh, yes. Yeah, head on over there to the therapist's office and holler at him if you need to before you run and do your other stuff. He's I think VIP is done in there now, so you can go on.
Hopefully things will calm. I'll just go in there and wreak a little havoc. Thank you so much again.
Okay.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to open up this microphone. Before I do, ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately 10 minutes to get in here and participate, because at 11 o'clock, like I said, the Blog Talk lady, she ain't got no chill. She will cut you off out there in the lash. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please, press that one and participate. I love you, too. And I want to open up this next mic. Area code 912. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
You know who it is already.
Can I get a name?
No, I'm a nameless one.
Why? Why can't I get a name? Other people don't know who it is called. I don't know.
Say my name.
I need you to say. What's up, Mouthy?
What's going on?
How you doing, love?
Man, look, I've been drinking. I've been smoking my cigars. I'm out on this back porch. The night air doing this thing.
Hey,
I figured I'd call in. I'd call in and check you out.
I appreciate that. I really, really do. It's about time, but I appreciate it.
No. You're doing a phenomenal job. I like the way you carry the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what happened to my co-host, but I'm going to throw out a prayer for him. Hopefully he's okay, you know, because he's really never even missed a show before. But, you know, life happens. Life happens.
Wait, your co-host? Who is your co-host?
And the man, Phillip.
My brother, what he doing? He sleep?
I don't know. So we caught him a couple of times sleeping. We did.
Man, man. Shout out to my homegirl Azaz listening. Shout out to my homegirl Azaz out there listening in Blog Talk Land. Omega Eclipse is her name. She whoop ours. She's calling in, and I'm calling in, I guess. But shout out to her, old friend of mine.
Okay.
But got a little piece, I guess, I can spit.
I appreciate that.
You ready?
Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The name of this piece is called Cinnamon. I got to laugh. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Here I go. I want to service your cinnamon. Roll and knead your dough into buns, you know, until I break them in. Rub out all the kinks, strip it up and squeeze. Make you lose your wind, let you go. Release, breathe deep, then begin again. I'm about to kill it then. Watch ink drip and spill from that pink. Notify your next of kin, run amok. I'm going through, fuck. Going in, my penis and your vagina are not friends, more like constituents. We use and move through each other's parts like instruments. Your heart wide open, head back screaming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming on a constant you went. And on with, we put it down, broke your ground and traveled to several continents. Fluid squirting in all directions, defacing surfaces, heart barriers, heat barriers, compromised, changing complexions, fingers during cunnilingus, amongst other things, filling, providing pleasurable services, penetrating your pussy's fortress orally like an orchestra of lethal choruses, karate punch like 10 Chuck Norris's, but it would have taken a master like Bruce Lee to have taught us this. 1-inch punch your clit with every lick like fire to it, like there was a flicked at the wick at the tip of my lips, giving you fever, stroke game sick, infecting that mocha frame thick, pumping multiple back shots into the back of it. Slow the pace to catch my breath. I slack a bit. Pussy so good, make you want to smack a bitch. Don't push me, pulverizing that pink surprise until it's gushy, making macaroni noises mushy, got the neighbors trying to shush me, while I do weird things to your body like John Malkovich. You're the one that said you needed some scratch. I'm just trying to cure the itch. Mouthpiece, pendulum, wolf hours. That's what the mouth do. Piffing the radio.
Lord.
That's for you. That's for you. My pendulum.
Oh, child. My professor pendulum. Lord. Thank you for that.
And you're welcome. I said you ain't been around for a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to season the punch, spike it even, shake it up a bit. You know what I got to do?
That you did. That you did. You know it's always an open mic here for you. Whenever you're going to come through, you know. And I'm tickled you came through, man. I just, wow. Man.
Well, are we friends, La Perla Negra? Are we not friends?
Yes, be friends. Yes, of course, be friends. But this is a first time for me. What you calling into this show? So I'm like, I'm tickled pink. Man, I appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
And that peace that was fire. Like anything left from you, you know, you're among the powerhouses too.
Respect, queen.
Hey, I couldn't have ended the show no better. So thank you very much.
Pop it. Watch out.
All right. I'll holler at you later.
Yes, you will. You will holler at me later.
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to set you over to the therapist's office. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. We're following in the building.
Wow, that was a treat. That was a mouthpiece. All right, we got another caller just came up in here. Let me open up this mic and see who this is. Area code 646, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
K-Rob the Wise Son.
I know that's right. How you doing, love?
Today's a great day. How about yourself, beloved?
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, as you say, any day above ground is a beautiful day. You know,
yes, indeed.
Open our eyes, take that first breath in the morning, and hear life taking place. It's a beautiful thing.
That part.
Okay. Yes. So awesome.
I honestly don't have a piece, but I didn't want to miss your show. I just got off stage. I'm out here in Long Island. I just got off stage and got a chance to do a couple of pieces, but I was like, I need to stop through your show real quick. So pardon me if I don't have a piece, but I wanted to make sure I stopped through and showed some love the way we're supposed to, because if we're supporting each other, we're supporting each other for real. So
definitely.
My thing was to make sure I stopped through.
Appreciate that. I really do. You know, I got nothing but love for you. Where were you performing at?
I'm out here in Sussex, Long Island, like Nassau County. And hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm out here in Nassau County, which is Long Island. And I got a chance to perform for a charity event. So they had me perform and they had me MC. And they were like, look, we really, really appreciated you. So we were here for like the last 3.5 hours and just doing what we do.
That's cool. Are we going to be able to see this performance this time?
I hope so. Hopefully somebody recorded it, because I can't record me when I'm on stage.
Right.
I guess I could if I bring a videographer. But I'm pretty much the dude that was behind the scenes just like, listen, you know, give me the lineup. Between each poet, I'll spit a piece so that we can keep it lively. And, you know, all praises due to God, it came through. And people said that they enjoyed the material. And we did good. And we helped the charity. And the fact that the people here enjoyed it. And I'm overly overjoyed. And I try to show people, you know, poets read their poetry and then they perform their poetry. So I read a piece, performed a piece, read a piece, and performed a piece. And just to give them the diversity that it doesn't matter what you do, poetry is to be enjoyed. People don't care if you spit. People don't care if you read or perform. They just want to hear it. So that was my job tonight, and I'm glad it came out.
Absolutely. And I gotta plug this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not had the pleasure of seeing this poet right here perform, I hope and pray that you can catch him at some time or another, because he is definitely a powerhouse. I love to see you perform, and you are ham for the crowd. You give it to them 100%, and I love it. So I really do. I hope I get to see that performance. And if not, I got the memories of the other ones that I've seen. You're awesome, man. You're really awesome. And I truly appreciate you. You know it's always an open mic here for you. Always. Now, before I let you go, love, you got to tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, my God. Epiphany Radio Universe, y'all need to get your seatbelts for this one. Next week, me, Van Meadows, and we have a special guest going to come through, and we are doing poetry remix. I mean, whatever is your dopest piece of poetry, remix that piece, come through to Get Down and spit that piece. I'm looking forward to hearing so much of this dopeness. It's unreal. I got something. Van got something. Our guest got something. Y'all get a seatbelt. This one's going to be one for the books. Stop by to Get Down Thursday night, 9 p.m., Epiphany Radio Universe. You know what it is. J-Rob, the wise son, Poetic, Van Meadows, John Robinson. This is something to look forward to on Thursday night before your weekend jumps off. Come through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, J-Rob. Man.
Thank you. I'm inside of Tim Hortons while I'm having this conversation with you, because I almost ran out of gas. So I was like, I need to stop through. But I'm like, I can't go to Tim Hortons and not tune into your show. So here I am.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, I always appreciate the love, Sean. And I can't wait until Thursday night. And that is my fix. I'm going through withdrawal. Every week I go through withdrawal until Thursday night. Well, actually Wednesday night. Then I know the next day I get my fix. Get down.
Yeah, we definitely got something for everybody. This is going to be nice. The next couple of weeks are going to be really serious.
Okay. Okay. It works for me. It definitely works for me. Yes. Y'all definitely get over there on Thursday night. All right, love. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office. I think they're open. I'm not sure, but if not, you can light up a cigar, put your feet up because it's recliners in the waiting room. Grab yourself a glass of wine.
But to that, I'm in. All right, baby. You be good.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic. Oh, wait. Before you go.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had to let you know something. When the show was over, I had all the poets step to the stage. And when they stepped to the stage, hold on, I had everybody, when we took the picture, say one love, one mic. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. I bet it was. I can only imagine. That's so awesome. Oh, man. That's what's up.
Yep. I had them big up to Get Down, one love and one mic, and Epiphany Universe. And everybody said one love and one mic. That was beautiful.
I know it was. Oh, man. Almost made me cry just now because I can only imagine. Oh, God. That's a beautiful thing. That is. Oh,
yep.
God.
So let me go in the lounge. I know you got other people, so let me go in the lounge.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you in a minute, sweetheart. Take care.
All right. Wow. What a way to end the show, y'all. All these powerhouses came out. I am so loving this. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out, bringing those strong pieces. Them pieces was fire. I mean, it's a little smoky in here because y'all burned up the mic with pieces. I'm overwhelmed. I really am. I love it. All of it. Thank you. And for my closing words, I want y'all to continue to love yourselves. And if you haven't done it, learn how to go inside and love yourself. The spirit is what makes you. It's just flesh that it's encased in, okay? But that's where the love resides, inside. Get that good relationship going with yourself, because you got that good relationship going with beloved above when you do that. Continue to love one another. Respect each other. Stay safe. You still got to wear your mask, man. This thing out here is ugly, and it targets anybody it does not care, okay? I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a youngin', he said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused who I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only.
So the iceberg never broke, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know that red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke get it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think if it had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear them love?
Do you hear them love? Do you hear them?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.